Kilo Bravo 6, Golf Charlie Sierra, KB 6, Grilled Cheese Sandwich. Listening.
Grilled cheese sandwich, Golf Sierra, Golf Charlie Sierra, N0TR Mobile.
N0TR Mobile, thank you for the call. Kilo Bravo 6, Golf Charlie Sierra, name is Ross, Romeo Oscar Sierra Sierra, and I'm using the KB6 call because I think when I signed on to Echolink years ago, I was still KB. I still have KB6, but I'm in Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada, where I use a Victor Echo 9 Golf Charlie Sierra VE9 grilled cheese sandwich or KB6 grilled cheese sandwich. Anyway, name's Ross, and we're in Moncton, New Brunswick. Thanks for the call.
Fine business, Ross. Mine's Norway Zero Tango Radio, or November Zero Tango Radio, originally in Kansas. Nice to make your acquaintance this morning. My name's Tom, and I'm with my wife of 52 years here, Bernice, and we are just running over to the daughters here right now at the lake house. Greer, South Carolina.
Oh, well, very good morning to you, Tom, and hello to Bernice there. Yeah, my son lives in Greer, and he used to hold the call KB1NUG, Kilo Bravo 1 New Ugly Guy, but he let it expire here a couple of years ago, so he's getting back into it now, and he's studying, and I guess he's ready to write. With the COVID-19 going on, there's nobody testing, so I'm sure it'll change up here in a couple weeks there. But anyway, once he gets his call there, I'll probably make a schedule with him once or twice a week here through Echolink. And also his old college roommate from when he went to University of South Carolina there in Columbia, Joe, just got his ticket not too long ago, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Lima Lima. So I think he's going to be coming on the repeater here in just a little bit, and him and I are going to have a first CUSO with him being newly licensed there. So good morning to you, Tom, and to Bernice, and thanks for calling me.
Well, fine business, Ross. Yeah, the pleasure's all ours. You really enjoy making the long-distance contacts here lately. I primarily do HFCW and some sideband. But I noticed yesterday my Carolina Wyndham has one leg that's kind of gimpy. So I'm going to have to get out there and get that back to functioning. But I do have a super loop up there also, and it works quite well. But the old Wyndham's 265 feet long, and it's a real pain to do anything with. But, you know, it's been up there 5, 6, 7 years, so I can't really complain, Ross. Well, down here today in Greer, it's 73 degrees and partly cloudy, but mostly sunshine. And if your party comes on here, I'll gladly jump out of the way. This is N0TR. Back to you.
Yeah, fine business, Tom. N0TR, KB6 GCS for ID. Yeah, fine business on the Wyndham. Yeah, you at least you don't have to deal with icing up the antennas and loading up. Probably every winter I lose one leg of a dipole, either the 40-meter dipole or the 80-meter dipole or the G5RV. After a snowstorm and a wind. And I'm sorry, yeah, snow, wind, and ice. The ice just freezing rain just gets on there and just loads it right up. I hold them up on their ends with bungee cords to give them a little bit of play, 6 inches each side or so. So it gives it about a foot or so where it can kind of sag down or the wind there, because they're anchored to a tree there in the backyard. Yeah, I don't have the acreage to run a 265-foot antenna. Wish I did, although I do have two towers in the back there for my three element tri-bender beam is on one of them, and then I've got a 6 meter beam on the other one, and the top of that's a dual band UHF VHF there. So we make do with what we got with the space available, and we are on the air, and we're having fun. And I never did much CW, although at the time years ago when I upgraded to general, I did learn 13 words a minute, and so I could plug the old microphone in and not have to do the key when I upgraded from novice to technician and then to general. And then once I plugged the microphone in to get away from using the straight key, I kind of forgot everything. But I guess it's like riding a bicycle. If I were to put myself back to it for a couple weeks, it would probably come back.
LTR Mobile. Yes, you're quite correct, Ross. And a straight key just about ruined me. Now, you'll get different opinions on this, but I had a 33 and a third RPM record and a straight key, and I had no Elmer. And in later years, I had a friend that stepped on a landmine in Vietnam, and I'm a Vietnam vet, and nothing like him, though. He was definitely a hero, and he was totally blind, and I helped him out a lot. And he had an extra class license and shamed me into getting busy and getting to work. But I'll tell you, if you go to a key, you don't go to a bug, you go to a set of paddles. It'll make it 10 times easier for you to master that. I love using the set of paddles, and it takes work, and you got to work on it about a half an hour a day or two times a half an hour a day, just so you don't get burned out. But it's a much more reliable way of communicating than the sideband, although I like both. I just prefer the CW. It was something that I despised when I had to do it. But after I once learned it, I thought, wow, I might as well enjoy this. And I made some of the most memorable QSOs I ever made in my life. Well, you'll find this repeater is great, and it's on top of the mountain down here between North Carolina and South Carolina on Caesar's Head. The VE instructors down there, I'm sure, will get back busy, and they are a great group of guys. And there's a net on here every night at 9 o'clock. Back to you, Ross. This is N0TR.
Well, that was some pretty good CW right there. Yeah, N0TR Mobile, KB6 GCS. Stroke VE9 GCS. Yeah, I did get a picture, some paddles here just probably about a month ago. A silent key, another guy in the ham radio club here was friends with the silent key, and he picked them up for a song, and he didn't really have a need for them, and he wanted to know if I wanted them. I said, well, I'll get them from you, but I don't know if I'll get back into CW. My CW speed was never to the point where I needed a bug or needed paddles. I could always do 14 words a minute with a straight key. You get up above 20 words a minute or so with a straight key, you better think about maybe going to a bug or going to paddles. But we got several members in the local ham radio club here in Moncton that are retired from the forces. Well, a couple of them were in the Air Force and a couple of them were in the Navy. And they get on and they do 35-40 words a minute on CW. And in fact, one of the guys, it's been 8 years, and he had to learn, you can figure out what he used to do when he was in the Navy listening. He had to learn International Morse Code, and he had to learn the Cyrillic Morse Code there. If that tells you what he did there, Tom.
Your mobile. Well, I don't know what Cyrillic is. I talked to a fellow one time years ago, his name was Jiggs, J-I-G-G-S, and he was a railroad telegrapher. And he said the railroad telegraphy varied from the International Morse Code. On the the last plane I flew on was the P-3 Orions, and in the Navy, and they had a Morse code key on there, and you know, I don't even remember what kind it was. I'm thinking a straight key. And the radio operator had to have a crypto rating. I didn't have that, but I'd sit there if I wasn't busy running some of the electronic equipment in the back. Every now we'd get a break, or if we was flying a long ways to contact, I'd go up and sit in the forward observer seat and you know, watch him, and he'd get his little crypto book out and decipher the crypto messages and give them on to the pilot or the navigator. It was rather interesting, but I didn't do it in there. I did it afterwards, and I learned it with the little old magnetic tapes, you know, your cassettes. Well, we're headed over here. I don't feel a bit good today. I think my inner ear is messing up, and we'll try to get my daughter to take a picture of my eardrum with an otoscope and iPhone, and maybe send it to my doctor. I don't know if they're even receiving patients yet, but we're about 5 minutes out, I guess, Ross. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Tom. Sorry to hear that. Hopefully everything will work out okay, and hopefully your doctor will be able to diagnose you without having to go in and see the doctor. Right now is probably not a good time to go into a hospital or into a doctor's office and be around sick people. So I know they're doing a lot of stuff over the internet there, and hopefully they'll be able to figure things out and get you on the mend. And while I'm thinking about it, thank you for your service there in Vietnam. And yeah, the Cyrillic is what the Russians use. So he sat for many hours listening to CW coming out of Moscow, and he had to learn international Morse code, and he had to learn what they use there for their Cyrillic alphabet, Cyrillic language or whatever there. So he's one of the ones that can do 35, 40 words a minute there, no problem, doesn't even break a sweat there. Very good, Tom. I'll let you go. I know you're heading there, and you're just about where you're at there, so I'll see if Joe is... said he had to make a phone call, then he was going to come up on the repeater, see if Joe's there. Thanks for coming back to the call, Tom. You guys have a great rest of the day. Best of 7-3 to you. Again, thank you for your service. And if you ever hear me out there, give me a call. We'll pick up right here where we left off. November 0, Tango Romeo Mobile. All the best. KB6GCS. Bye-bye.
KB6GCS and 0TR returning. Well, I didn't ever hear of that. Thanks for the information. I've talked to hundreds of Russians, and they are some of the best CW operators in the world. Being a veteran, I hate to admit that, but it took me a long time before I ever started making Russian contacts, because I was part of the Cold War. And I certainly was no hero, but thank you for the compliment. And there's a fellow on here that's probably near that good, N4 IQ, November 4, Italy, Quebec, and NY4G. They are both extremely superior CW operators. And give it a try. You might enjoy it nowadays, especially with this social distancing. Take care, my friend, and 73 to you and the family up there. This is N0TR's clear.
Thank you, my friend. Best of 73. We'll see if Joe's around. K0. Nope, not a zero. It's an Oscar. Kilo Oscar 4. Alpha Lima Lima. Kilo Oscar 4. Alpha Lima Lima. Joe, are you around? Here's the KB6GCS. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Lima Lima. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Lima Lima. K04ALL. Joe, are you around? Here's KB6 Grilled Cheese Sandwich.